These were big, but really fast hunters. They were as bad as it got for a while.
Albertosaurus would have been a very fearsome predator. It comes with that basic tyrant dinosaur package. The powerful teeth for smashing through flesh, for breaking up bone. A powerful set of jaws for tearing up big chunks of meat. And behind that, a very fast-moving body. And as far as tyrannosaurs go, Albertosaurus was probably among the fastest. So if T-Rex is the SUV or the Mack truck version, Albertosaurus is the sports car. The same basic design, but sleeker, more elegant, and almost certainly faster as an adult.
With its massive head, powerful jaws, and elongated teeth, it's easy to mistake this dinosaur for Tyrannosaurus Rex. But Albertosaurus preceded its cousin by almost 10 million years.
Albertosaurus is a more primitive tyrannosaur, so that for a scientist, we can actually distinguish them without any trouble whatsoever. But to a person just looking at the animal from the outside, you're not really going to be able to tell them apart, other than by size. I mean, a Tyrannosaurus rex can be up to 40 to 45 feet long. An Albertosaurus is generally, say, about 30 to 35 feet long. Nevertheless, if you had an Albertosaurus chasing you, I'm not sure you would care that it was not Tyrannosaurus rex.
Albertosaurus was nearly 10 meters long, 4 meters tall at the hips, and weighed as much as 3 tons. He was one of the biggest killers of all time. But he wasn't only big. This dangerous dinosaur was fast, a good tracker, and clever enough to execute basic strategy.
When we look at an animal like Albertosaurus, we can see really a sensory machine, a whole series of brain and ear structures that allowed it to see well, had a very heightened sense of smell, and a really good sense of hearing.
It's a bipedal carnivore. It was very fast. It had, relative to size, also comparing with T-Rex, its arms appeared larger. They're almost the size of T-Rex arms in terms of length, but it's a much smaller individual. So you can kind of get the idea that their arms were perhaps more important to them, or at least looked a little bit larger in comparison.
Albertosaurus's weapons are all up front. It's the head and it's those teeth. Those teeth are the number one weapon. That's how the animal defends itself. It's how the animal attacks. So in a fight, what it would do is it would face its attacker and rush in head first with those massive teeth and grab his prey and rip a huge chunk out of it.